Heaven is watching. Stop worrying.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Τα προγράμματά μας προσφέρονται σε πολλές γλώσσες. Παρακαλούμε δείτε suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Initiate it by the master. You get enlightened. You contact with heaven daily. And you go up to heaven for sure if you continue meditation and keep the precept as well. But if you just keep the precept like this, yeah, and be an ordinary person, you'll be reborn again. Maybe as a good person in a good position, but reborn again.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Tasangeyi means "How are you in Pashto?" one of the official languages of Afghanistan. My name is Zari. The wonderful citizens of Afghanistan are happy to see humanity working together and helping one another in times of need. The South Central Asian country of Afghanistan is blessed with an abundance of natural beauty. Mountainous areas abound, including the majestic snow-capped Hindu Kush Range, along with vast plains and the sapphire blue lakes of Bandi Amir National Park. In the mountain valleys, Afghanistan's fertile fields provide ample harvests of fruits and nuts, many of which are known across the globe. Afghan saffron has also been ranked the best in the world. The Afghan government has made wildlife conservation a priority, with 8 national parks designated as protected regions. Wakhan National Park in the northeast occupies an entire 10,950 square kilometers of land, while Bamyan Plateau Protective Area spans more than 4,200 square kilometers. These pristine regions offer natural homes for the endangered Persian leopard, the boreal owl, and the native African snowfinch, among many others. Afghanistan's rich cultural heritage has always appreciated beauty through spirituality and the arts. The Blue Mosque in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif is an example of art that honors the divine in a reverence place of worship. The building's shimmering walls are covered with gleaming shades of blue and turquoise tiles, in a truly uplifting sight to behold. We were honored to introduce memorable Afghanistan to you, devoted viewers. We pray that Allah's love will bring prosperity and happiness to you, gentle friends. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worship world honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worship son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sheikh Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Goosey Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 6 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Number 4, the fourth commandment is that you have to keep the Sabbath day as a sacred day. Yeah, just like on the Sunday or something, we go meditate together. Yeah, a group meditation. That day, you forsake everything. You leave all the physical activities and any labor work behind in order to come and attend the group meditation together. On that day, you don't do anything more. That's what God commands. He say you work 6 days, and during these 6 days, you do everything that you need to do, you know, in your physical environment and activities. But on the seventh day, they call it Sabbath in the Bible, huh? On the seventh day, that is the day that you worship God. And on that day, you and anyone who stays with you should not do any labor work or physical work. Because in 6 days, God created heaven and earth and oceans and all the things that are existing on earth and in the ocean, etc. Or in heaven, like stars and stuff, yeah? Moon, sun. And then on the seventh day, God blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. Yeah, the seventh day is a holy day. Maybe that's why we call the end of the week Sunday, yeah?
Yes.
Or in Chinese and Vietnamese, I don't know about other countries, but in Chinese Vietnamese, we call that the Day of God. Yeah? Jin Chi Tian. Tian means means sky, also means God. Yeah? In Vietnam, we call it also as the day of the Lord. Okay? Ngày Chủ Nhật. Okay? Chủ Nhật hay Chúa Nhật is the same, meaning the day of the Lord, of our Master, of the Lord. Maybe that's why. So that day, Chinh Chỉ Thiên, means Sunday, is a holy day, is a blessed day, is a sacred day. So in that day, God told his worshipper at that time not to do any physical work, but to worship God only. Yeah? Sunday, mostly we go for meditation. Yes. Yeah. And now we still do that. Well, we do it every day. Normally, God doesn't mean you only do it that day, meaning that to gather together that day to do it. Like a group meditation that we do every Sunday, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And now we do it more. And every day we do our homework at home. We meditate individually or with family members or with a small group of fellow disciples. But Sunday we group together in the ashram. Remember that? Yes?
Yes. Mm.
So that's what God even say that before nowadays. But that's normal. It just becomes normal like that. Because in this world, Sunday, mostly people don't work anyway. Yeah, so they get together and worship God, or they go to the church still. You see, tradition still that you go to the church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, sun yes. Means heaven also. Yeah, that's why they say Sunday. Because the sun symbolizes God. In Vietnam or in other countries, they call it heaven, the sky. You see what I'm saying? The sky also means heaven. And the sun is the brightest in the sky. So it symbolizes heaven.
Yeah.
And it's for heaven that day, for God that day, in the Western terminology. In our terminology, the Asians, they call it the day of the Lord. Day of God. All right. So now, number five. You have to respect your father and your mother so that your days will be also extended on earth, and because God will bless you that way. In China or in Vietnam, we say, if you respect the elderly, you will live a longer life. You will live long life. Yeah, this is similar to what God's saying here. Huh? Yeah. If you respect your parents and take care of them, then you will be blessed to have a longer life on earth. Number six, you will not kill. Number seven, you will not have sexual misconduct. It is saying here, like, you don't commit adultery, okay? Like, if you're married, you don't have another physical relationship with somebody else outside of your marriage. Number eight, you will not steal. But Jesus said, whoever steals for bread is not guilty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends also. You don't steal on purpose to take away other people's property if you don't need it. But whoever steals bread because of hunger is not guilty. I agree with what Jesus said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When we are in desperate situation, if we cannot ask, then we just take a piece of bread and thank God for that. Then it's different from stealing. Understand me, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, you will not steal things that don't belong to you. Number nine, you will not be a false witness in the accusation for somebody else near you or next to you. Like, you don't go to the court and, you know, wrongly accuse somebody just for your own benefit or anything else that you know for sure that person didn't do what you say he did. That's even God doesn't allow. But nowadays, politicians, they do anything. You saw that yourself.
Master.
If you're American, you know already, right?
Yes. Mm.
Number 10, you will not envy the property of your neighbors, yeah? Or the wife of someone that's near you or you know, or any of the servants of that person that you know, or any of the animals of that person the person that you know, or anything at all, or the other person, or your neighbor, or somebody that you know, that you envy, you're jealous of, and you want them for yourself. Should not do that. Actually, this also should be in stealing, right? Yeah, same, but maybe not. Maybe not. Stealing is more physical, like you go and take something. But this is even not envy, not wanting the things that belong to others. Yeah? Actually, stealing food is a small step. It's not much. When he's poor and hungry or steals for his family or somebody in need, it's not too bad. You know, I don't condemn that. If they need it, it's different. Okay, huh? Yeah.
Yes,
but some people steal big, 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 you know? They steal people's land, people's country, people's properties, people's reputations, people's, how you say, success. All this is worse than small things. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that including those politicians who did everything possible, but not properly, not appropriately, in order to harm the opponent or to climb on top of the opponent in order to get the power in the wrong way, not honestly. You know it already, yeah?
Yes, Master.
In different countries we have that. So now you have enough. You know already the 10 commandments. You all right? In Buddhism, there are also 10 commandments for the second step of Buddhism. Yeah, higher, a little higher than the 5 precepts. But almost similar, I think almost similar. It boils down to the 5 precepts. If you keep the 5 precepts well, that includes many things already. Everything else is just more detailed.
Yes.
Any question or comment concerning that? The 10 precepts. Show me your wisdom and your quick IQ.
If a person of Christian faith lives their life by going to church every Sunday and living a regular life, married with children, and keeping the 10 commandments very well, then how is their spiritual progression into their next life compared to, say, finding an enlightened master and getting initiation?
Compared to being initiated?
Yes.
By a master? Oh, it's different, darling. Initiated by the master, you get enlightened. You contact with heaven daily, and you go up to heaven for sure if you continue meditation and keep the precept as well. But if you just keep the precept like this, yeah, and be an ordinary person, you'll be reborn again. Maybe as a good person, in a good position, but reborn again. Right. And once you're reborn again, other karma from other life may come back to you that won't let you keep the 10 precepts anymore. You will not be in a position to keep yourself upright and virtuous. You understand now?
Yes, Master.
Because this world, according to the sage of China, they say this world is a big dying tub, meaning everybody, you know, affects each other and pollutes each other and dye in each other similar color, blackness. Okay? So very easy to fall again. Because you have different karma to be reincarnated in different lifetimes as a different person or different being. This lifetime maybe is your period of good karma.
Yes.
So if you keep a good life like this, maybe next life you can have the same life again.
Yes.
Yeah. But who knows? If your other bad karma will not come to you in the next life. Next life, you never know if you will be born in such a good situation and associate with good people or be with good friends who can remind you of a virtuous and moral upright lifestyle again. Okay? Yes. Even the Buddha, in some former lives, he had done something wrong because of the different background, because the different situation, different associations. This is too cruel. I don't want to talk about it. Okay?
Yes.
But he had to be blind one time. Somebody had to pluck his eyes. Yes, it was very gruesome. This life is like that. So you never know if you are lucky to be reborn in a good circumstance again. There was a story about one guy who listened to the saying, just a few sentences, listened to him, and then he died after that. And before he died, the saint, the one that was preaching in one lecture that he attended, because a friend took him, whatever happened, that he listened to the saint's lecture one time. And then the saint told him, you're going to die soon. When you die, you will meet the church, yeah? And the church will ask you whether or not you want to receive the benefit, the merit of listening to my lecture first, or you want to pay the karma first. So you should say to the church, the one that will judge him, yeah?
Yes.
In the afterlife, yes. You should say to him that you want the benefit of listening to the saint's lecture first. You understand?
Yes.
So that's what he said. And then he can go to meet that saint again in the other level of consciousness. You know, the saints don't always have just a physical body, yeah?
Yes.
The master have different body and lecture in different heavens. So because of that, he can go and listen to the master again on the other level, yeah?
Yeah.
From then he has more merit. And then he goes up. He doesn't have to go down to receive the karma. Okay? Yes. You only get wet if you stay outside in the rain.
Artistic viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 6 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you be showered with an abundant spiritual blessing.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan for Eden on Earth.